WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
My name is Tia.
My name is Sia.
And welcome to Book Comments.
Hey listeners, it's Daryl here. Shout out to everyone who witnessed the solar eclipse earlier this week. What a moment. So special. I got to see it in my neighborhood, and it was really beautiful and eerie at the same time. It was also cool because I wasn't standing out there alone. And that's what I find special about these kinds of moments. They tend to bring folks together, which is at the heart of today's show. Common producer Caitlin Harrop took a boat ride out to Spectacle Island in the Boston Harbor with hundreds of people to see the eclipse. Many of them were families, so Caitlin talked to some of our youngest neighbors who were seeing an eclipse for the first time. The event was hosted by Boston Harbor Now, which is a nonprofit that works to make Boston's harbor and islands more accessible and resilient to climate change. Also, the event was hosted in partnership with Boston Harbor Islands National and State Park. The journey started with a 30-minute ferry ride from Boston's Long Wharf to Spectacle Island.
Just a few quick safety announcements. The Frederick L. Nolan is a U.S. Coast Guard inspected vessel, and that means we have enough life jackets on board for everyone should we need them. We'll be getting underway here in just the next couple of minutes. Thanks for riding out to Spectacle Island today. Hope you enjoy the eclipse. Please sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
Caitlin will take it from here.
Okay, so we are out here on Spectacle Island. It's about 2:30, so we've got about an hour to go until we get our partial solar eclipse. The prediction is about 93%, and there are 300 people here. That's the estimate. There's a good number of kids, so I want to walk around, talk to some families, and see what brought them out today and what they're excited about when it comes to the eclipse. There's a family who already has their glasses on, so I want to go see what they're up to. Can I get your name, and you can just say where you came in from?
Talili, East Boston.
And how old are you?
Six.
So what is special about today?
We get to see the sun, and it's really fun, and we just noticed it like a few minutes ago. There was a bite in the sun. It was black, and it was the moon covering the sun.
Had you talked about it in school?
Yeah, we did learn about it a little in the morning. I knew it was gonna like go almost pitch black, and north of us, it would go all the way pitch black, a full eclipse. I think it'll be fun and dark, and I think it'll be fun.
Sia, and I'm 6 years old.
I'm Tia, and I'm 8 years old.
We are seeing right now
a moon, the sun is.
Yeah, the sun, because of the moon, moon is covering up part of the sun.
Then the sun makes it look like a moon.
Right now it looks like a moonish shape.
You said your dad gave you something. Can you tell us what it is?
It was the special glasses that you need.
They were like shaped like normal glasses, but just different.
It's about 2:55. And when you look through that card right now, how different does the sun look from how it usually looks when you go outside?
A lot different.
It's like yellow and then like mixing a chunk and a chunk till it's all gone. I think it's like a cookie getting eaten by someone.
Yeah, that's the same look to me. It sometimes looks like the moon is getting covered up by the sky, like it sometimes happened at nighttime and it looks like so milky.
My name is Lena and I'm 8 years old.
It is 3:08. We're getting pretty close to the peak. And I'm wondering if we can put on our glasses together and you can tell me what you're seeing.
The sun is looking like the moon. It looks like I took a big bite of an apple. It's very pretty since it's just like a moon, but the only how you can tell is because it's like very bright and it's very yellow. I'm very excited for it to be cold and it's gonna be like very dark outside, which is surprising since it turns light to dark.
Do you feel like it's already starting to get a little darker?
Well, yeah, because it kind of looks like more foggier. Now it looks like it's a sunset happening right now.
It's 3:24. We've got about 5 minutes, I think.
Yeah, it's like getting like a little bit more inchy colder.
Yeah. And it's getting darker, and then it'll be sunshine again. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Oh, like
one corner of the strip is like thinner than the other corner.
What is that?
It's like the moon is covering the sun, and we're ready to see that cold snow.
It is now 3:29, so the solar eclipse is 1 minute away. Right now, it looks like a thin croissant, like without bumps, the croissant. And in 1 minute, it's gonna get fully down. And one thing you should not do when it's a solar eclipse is look at the sun. It'll dry your eyes. Do not look with the naked eye. That's what your mom says.
3:30. Does it look like it's getting a little bigger?
Yeah, it kind of is getting a little bigger. It's not going to be a full solar eclipse after all.
Hope's out.
I mean, why is it so hard to just see an old solar eclipse? That's been passed down for generations.
Okay, Zena, what was it like? What's the review?
The review was that it was very fun looking at how it was changing over time. And it was just very exciting, like what it just turned into, like a skinny little curve, which was very fun, which it won't happen until I'm pretty sure I'm 28. I thought it was gonna be like the whole thing, but it was only a little piece of light showing, but I was still very excited.
Does it live up to all the hype? All the excitement?
It's like, it feels like we're climbing a very steep mountain and we reached our favorite place.
I have a tip for you. If you want to see the solar eclipse and you live in Boston, come here. It's like the best place.
You can find other events hosted by Boston Harbor Now at bostonharbornow.org. And you can learn more about Spectacle Island and other opportunities to visit the Harbor Islands at bostonharborislands.org. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening to The Common. Hey, let us know what your experience was like seeing the solar eclipse. Hit us up on Instagram at WBURTheCommon or send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. Please send pictures. And with that, I'm Darryl C. Murphy, and I will talk to you tomorrow.